Hey, Jim, have you been practicing your ukulele much?
Oh, yeah, Patrick. I'm getting pretty good.
Wow, you mean like Tiny Tim good?
No, not that good. But maybe Eddie Vedder good. All right, now we're at the end of the week.
We are.
The end of February New Music Week.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by the month of March.
And that's right.
You heard from a number of callers this week. You heard from us at the beginning of the week, all talking about new music that came out in February, stuff that we enjoy. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I believe we have lined up the final two callers today.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to have two gentlemen who have always been very excellent in contributing to the new music picks each month, and we appreciate that. And why don't we start off right here with a voice I think you guys are going to recognize.
Hey all, Jason Goval checking in with a couple new releases for the month of February. Just as a general, what a great month for new music. So many great releases throughout the month. Definitely get you excited for the rest of 2022. These two picks are probably going to be duplicates, but these were my favorites of the month. The first is the latest from Big Thief, Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. The title is a handful, but that having been said, they could have called this album "This Is a Piece of Garbage." If you listen to it, you would still probably absolutely fall in love with it. You know, they started releasing songs from this album last year when they announced it, and each single was better than the previous single. And the last song they released was in January, the song "Simulation Swarm," which just earwormed through my head. And I basically told friends who knew nothing about the band that if you like this song, you should give the whole album a shot. And then the whole album actually gets released on February 11th. And basically, there's not a bad track on the entire album, which is a credit for an hour and 25 minute, 20 song release. The song I absolutely fell in love with is the song "Red Moon," which I think best captures the spirit of the band.
The thing we were talking earlier in the week about the Beths and how they consistently put out, you know, high quality music and we, you know, with some frequency, right?
Yeah.
Big Thief the same way. They've put out
totally
quite a number of albums in their short time as a band, and in addition to that, Adrian Lenker puts out like solo albums in between.
I know,
and they're consistently, you know, it's consistently great. Like all of it's great. I don't know how they do it. really an amazing group, I think.
Totally agree. And you know, Jason said it well, to be able to not have a bad song on an album that's like an hour and 20 minutes with like 20 some tracks on it is pretty incredible. Yeah, really is.
I love this band. Now, some people are put off a bit by Adrienne's voice, by her, you know, just sort of the sound of how she sings. But I like it. It. I don't know. I guess if you like, you know, Neil Young and stuff like that, then this is right up your alley.
Yeah, it becomes endearing after a little while. And certainly, I think, you know, as Jason said, it's kind of, you know, I think he thought every, you know, other people were going to pick this. But I think it's definitely one of those records that a lot of people in the community have checked out. So it's great to highlight it officially, for sure.
It's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. And Jason's got another pick here, Jim. A name I think everybody's going to be very familiar with.
The second pick is Eddie Vedder's Earthling. Again, an album that I'm sure a lot of people have listened to. Just a great collection of songs with a great band backing up Eddie Vedder. The song I'll recommend is the opener, Invincible, which you put on and it basically dares you to not listen to the rest of the album. Just a great opening track that sucks you in to the rest of the album. Eddie Vedder's Invincible, and from the album Earthling. Hope all is well with you, Jim and Pat, with the rest of the community, and thanks again.
Can you hear? Are we clear? Clear for liftoff. For making reverberations. Are we affirmative? No negatory. Come in, come in. Radio, what's your story? Ayahuasca kilo. Well, you're welcome. Are you ready for a better Echo Victor?
All right, this is an album I knew came out, and I kind of forgot about it almost immediately. I was like, oh, yeah, that did come out. Okay, I'm going to make a comparison here.
Okay.
Maybe I'm off base, but this is what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Pete Townsend's solo work.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you hear that song, like it... And it's kind of like, think about it, right? So like, when he would do his solo albums, he'd get to break out and not be, you know, not be confined in some way by, you know, what the Who's supposed to sound like, right? And he could sort of go off and do different things. And that's kind of what I'm getting those kind of vibes here with Eddie Vedder, you know, and.
I like that a lot. And I could hear it definitely in kind of the way there was that. You know, little sort of spoken interludes, like, are we all ready?
Yes.
Let's go, you know? Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And even in the middle of this, that clip you played, there's sort of like a different kind of vocal piece that kind of comes in. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I got from it.
I like it a lot, yeah. I haven't heard the whole record. I found this song to be very intriguing, and I don't know. I always get the image of some sort of movie or some sort of widescreen thing when I listen to Eddie Vedder's solo work, you know, because he did that wonderful stuff on Into the Wild. And
right.
He's got that cinematic quality to his record. So thank you, Jason, for bringing that one to the table. He thought maybe a lot of people have heard it and decided to choose something else because they all thought somebody else was going to pick it. But we're glad Jason did. So we wanted to get him in there.
We probably should say something here, which is rest in power to Mark Lanegan.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I bring that up because, you know, Pearl Jam and before that, Mother Love Bone, especially like out of that Seattle scene from the late 80s, early 90s, and Screaming Trees goes back even further, you know, even prior to that. Right. So, whether you like the term or not, but let's just use it for purposes of, you know, kind of explaining this, right? The term grunge, right?
Yep.
The grunge scene and everything. Man, Eddie's like the last man standing. All these singers have passed, and it's really sad, right? And
Really is.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. All these, you know, charismatic, haunted, you know, vocalists with this incredible talent and range, have gone way too soon. It is very sad. And
I mean, think about that, right? So, you know, obviously Kurt Cobain, but also Chris Cornell, also Layne Staley. Scott Weiland, if you include that.
Well, that's right.
Sort of tangentially in that group.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else too, but, and now Mark Lanegan, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of eerie. It's kind of weird, but anyway.
Really is. Yeah. Rest in power to all of those names that you mentioned, Jim.
Yeah.
And, thank you, Jason. Hope you're doing well. It's always great to hear from you. I know you're always out there exploring new music, so we really appreciate it. Well, we got one more caller, Jim, for the month of February. We're going to put a wrap on it. I think this is an appropriate person to, finish it up. Always very analytical about his choices, and he's got two really good ones this month. So here we go.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, the Suburbs Pod community. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City, Raymore. I'm calling in with my February new music. First, I'm going to pair it to Sarah Shook and the Disarmers from North Carolina. She is a member of the Bloodshot Records. She's outlaw country with a rock and roll attitude. I guess you'd call her a confessional poet. She's recovering alcohol recovery. In a lot of ways, this is a confessional like Townes Van Zandt, Steve Earle. This album is deep. She puts a lot of herself out there. In some ways, it's country. Some ways, it's rock and roll. I'm going to point to a song called Stranger. Her music is... Again, I will point to her phrasing. She's different. She's unique. Really like her music.
Some that filtering through the blinds. All is quiet and still. Got nowhere to be. You're on my mind now. Haven't said things right yet, but I will.
right. Sarah Shook.
Beautiful. Loved it. Loved it. Love that sentiment. Please be a stranger. That's great.
Yeah, she's cool. She's somebody I think just last few years or so, it feels like the cool kids have sort of gravitated toward her.
You know? Totally. Totally. Yeah. And I love that steel guitar sound and everything that comes with her music. Yeah. It was kind of during, you know, the dark days of 2020 when I sort of got into her music. I didn't really know that much about her, but I'm really glad I did find it.
It's great. Okay.
All right. So one more. And this one's definitely a left field pick. I'll let Scott tell you all about it.
Now, I'm going to go a little more out there with the next one. In 1973, there was an artist called Lavender Country. Lavender Country pushed the boundaries as far as you could push it. They released a self-titled album. Okay, country was as straight, redneck. Their boundaries was country, and that was it. Well, Lavender Country was as openly gay as you could get it. It was an openly gay album, to put it bluntly. They did nothing until this year. This year, they released an album. It's called Blackberry Rose and Other Songs in Sorrow from Lavender Country. If you were to quote Fox News, it's pushing the gay agenda. The second song in the album is called Gay Bar Blues. It also is pushing left issues. This is, it's humorous, it's political, it is a great album. I'm going to point to a song that is more political, union. It's also a very funny song. It's called Clara Frazier. Clara Frazier, it's probably my favorite song in the album. This group is formed gay and lesbian members. They've got both men and women sing leads. Couple of the singers, like my wife said, this guy sounds like Neil Young in his twangy, whiny voice, which means she can't stand him. I love him. This album was a new surprise for me when I don't even know how I discovered him. They're worth checking out. Again, this is Scott Isom. Keep on rocking the suburbs and listen every day. Thank you.
Call my clever blonde bombshell for making up some scuttlebutt and tarnish. Let's say her attitude is cranky. There's been some hanky-panky with a trainee by the name of Megan Cornish. Let's say the chair of your employee rights committee is a Trotskyite and a Marxist albatross. She nixed my negative action plan. She cut my throat on a witness stand. Miss Cole, you got to show her who's the boss. She nixed my negative action plan. She cut my throat on a witness stand. Miss Cole, you got to show her who's the boss. Claire Fraser. Racer. She's a commie, she's a dyke. The politics ain't ladylike. I just can't stand her. Abrasive behavior.
What about that?
Now, this band has been around for like 50 years. Am I getting that?
That's right. 1973, they put out their first album. And I will make a quick note here, Jim. This record was released actually in a couple years ago in like an edition of about like five or something like that, apparently.
Yeah.
It was on their own label called Seismograph Music Publishing. And, you know, like, I don't know if anybody heard it besides like maybe them and their friends. And it was reissued in February by Don Giovanni Records. And so now it's really getting an official release. So definitely feels like a brand new release. And the history of the band is super interesting, as you can tell from you know, what Scott was saying there. You go back and read about them. There's a lot to read. They were definitely a pioneering band way back in the 70s, as he said. But Don Giovanni Records, obviously quality stuff, home to Lee Baines and the Glory Fires, among others.
Yes.
Great punk label.
Lavender Country, way, way before Orville Peck.
Oh, yeah. way.
Yeah, so there you go.
Thank you, Scott.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Yes. All right. So there we go. That's February new music.
Wrapped.
In the books.
Yep.
So if people want to get in on the March new music, then by the end of the month, you want to call and leave a message.
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or you can record a voice memo and send that by email to rock@suburbspod.com, right? All right, there you go. And then, you know, of course, always, you know, follow the show on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Suburbs Pod.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get out of here. There'll be something else next week. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later.
She can't stand him. I love him.